Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers here in your presence so that we can touch one another, so that we can share ideas, thoughts, and do some homework, such as checking your Akashic records, answering your questions. We're doing all of that just for you. This is a new year, isn't it? And in the beginning of new years, do we not always have promises that we make to ourselves? Yes. And do we keep those promises? I don't know. We keep them for at least a couple days. Hopefully longer than that. I started yesterday talking about something that I think is extremely important. And this has to do with the elements of the aging and rejuvenating the human body. This was something that was given to me by Yeshua, so this is his opinion in his terms. And I found the topic very interesting. And so I started talking about it yesterday, and we're going to continue with it today. Keep in mind also that as we go through this topic, you are free and welcome to call 877-876-5227. And, well, we had somebody call already. My goodness. You weren't waiting to hear anything about rejuvenation, were you?
Well, actually, Carolyn, hi, this is Joy. I accepted your invitation to call you today. But I did say to the gentleman who answered, I said, let her do her intro. I'm happy to wait, you know, to hear what she has to say. I just do have a burning question, so I'm happy holding. So I'm happy to let you continue, and then you can take my call whenever you wish.
No, you can ask your question now so that we can get on to what we were going to talk about. Joy, what can we do for you, dear?
Well, I really am longing for a healing and some understanding, and I truly spent hours last night trying to refine it for myself, and maybe you might help me. I do understand this is an hour show. I'm more than happy to compress myself and really keep my focus. So my request is maybe for you to help me to refine my question, because the key is, you know, in how to ask the question so you receive the healing that you're looking for. I think a lot of it goes around to the agreements or promises. This person that I was mentioning yesterday, I feel really stuck in this feeling of failure around that. So I thought, I'm looking at themes, and I thought, well, maybe it's about not resisting what is or accepting, you know, things that transform from something that seems to be heaven that then transforms into hell. Or I'm really looking for the higher answer. You know, I wanted to have some for you to look at some of my Akashic records and see.
Well, I'll look at the Akashic records, Joy, but I will say one thing that perhaps you haven't considered, and I don't know if you've considered this. You know, people that we meet sometimes are like ships in the night. And what I mean by that is they pass through our awareness for a particular purpose. And as we become aware of them, and that awareness somehow makes a change in our life, and then they move on. And so there is this possibility that this individual who crossed your, shall we say, radar of awareness, did something for you, opened up something, started the process of digging down into that inspiration that was within yourself and bringing forth some of your writing and moved on. That could be, you know, that's always a possibility. And you remind me of a person who is sentimental, who likes to hold on to these awarenesses. And I know it's very difficult letting people go when that happens. Now, I'm not saying this is the case, but if it's not, it is something for all of us to be aware of, that we have many gifts that come to us and then move on.
I appreciate you saying that, Carolyn. I guess, and that's true, I can get attached. It's just that that has been the story of my life, is literally meeting people for hours, not even at a complete day, and then moving on. And given that it's been a three-year period of chosen and predominantly happy isolation, however, I am looking for people that have continuity. And he came into my life when I had restated my intention to call in three categories: dear soul friends, professionals who could help contribute to my emergence as an author and how I can share my message, and my soulmate, should he be around. And at the beginning, this person met what could have been all three of those categories and seemed to be corresponding and recognized me as such. And then all of a sudden it flipped to the point of, like, not even being able to honor his own words. He would constantly say, "I will call you back," and then not do it. So I realized that there was some sort of resistance occurring. And going back to, with just very briefly touching on what Charlene had highlighted for me yesterday, we were operating on different levels, even though we were using the same terminology. So I take very, I'm very responsible. And if somebody comes into my life and I feel that I'm there as a wake-up call for them, I do feel that I have failed in this instance. And so I am willing to go through whatever pain, resistance there might be to complete this task and not just walk away going, "Well, whatever."
Well, you're attaching something to yourself, Julie, here.
Say that again.
You are attaching an attitude to yourself that I think is being very unfair, and that is using the word failure. I think it is not the place here for you to put that attachment to yourself as failure. We have relationships that we meet that are long-lasting, even in marriages. And I'm sorry to say this, but I find that this is true. Marriages are not necessarily intended to last until each individual passes over. Many marriages, people come together, they make vows to one another, and they are there to serve a specific point of view, and then they move on. So we have to be willing to allow these relationships to come and go, and not feel that we have been a failure. Of course, one of the things that I think is important, Joy, and I'm not just saying this for you, I'm saying it for all who are listening, is it's always wise when we have an emotional, how shall we say this, marker. An emotional marker, whatever the emotion is, comes up. It might be saying to us, now's the time to reflect, to meditate, and to find the essence of what that relationship was. And it could just be that it was one of these ships in the night. But let's go to your records now, Joy, because I really think that is what you were asking. You want, as I see it, to know a couple things. First of all, have you contracted with someone to come in and be a life support with you, where you have two individuals who offered comfort and solace to one another and help to be, and is there to be a helpmate in whatever mission that they have decided to embark upon? And so let's go and find that out and see if there was a commitment made. Because, you see, everybody does not make a commitment when they come into this lifetime for that partner. Some people wait until, some souls wait until they get here so that when they are ready, they materialize them, they call them. And so one of two things here has happened with you, Joy. Number one, you have either made an arrangement with someone else to meet them here in this dimension and be that kind of helpmate, or you might have your soul might have decided that when the appropriate time comes that you are going to call for someone, you're going to materialize them. So let's see which of these two you have chosen to follow. And as I send a part of my mind to the center of the cosmos, I see the cherubim angel already standing there with your record, which is so beautiful. And for those who might not have heard this before, the cherubim show themselves to me as angels who are female. And the reason that they do that is because they hold a role where they feel very protective of the human race. They are here at our service. And so it's almost the essence of the mother who looks after their child. And so that is why they give this appearance to me. And I tell people that, because they are extremely loving and they hold these records, which is all of the individual's journeys from the moment that their soul was created until the present. And when some people call Source God, all there is, a prime creator, ask for that individual record. They turn it over to Source, and Source reviews it. After the review, he places a mark on the front of the cover. And they wanted, firstly, to show me your cover. Each color that is on the cover is indicative of the rays of light and colors that were used to call forth your soul. And yours is a color that you might say is not a common color. Now, when I say common, I certainly mean by the numbers that have that color. The most frequent color that I see is a brown cover, which stands for souls that have been brought forth on the ray of love. Your cover is a burgundy color, which does not show up very much. I don't see many people who have a burgundy cover on their records. And the burgundy has a very distinct purpose for the creation. And it goes goes back to the very beginning when Source started to implement the plan. The very first souls that were sent forth were the ones that we call the scrolled ones. Their records.
Did you say that? Sorry, what was that word? Scroll? Did you
scrolled,
say?
Scrolled, a scroll. And the records don't appear as a book; they appear as a scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And those who carried the record as a scroll were the ones who came forth first and set up the dimensions. And then after the ones who carried the scroll set up the dimensions, then there was a second group that was sent out, and they were the ones that had the burgundy color that you have. And there were actually two types. There was a burgundy that had a lot of gold around the edges of the cover, and then there was a burgundy that was a plain burgundy color. The ones that had the gold around the edges were the ones who set up the divisions within the dimensions, and the ones who had the burgundy cover that did not have a gold edge around it, you might say, were the helpmates, those who assisted. And in your particular case, your burgundy cover has a gold edge around it, so that in the very beginning you followed those who had the scrolls and you helped set up the dimensions. And so because of this joy, you have a great deal of ancient history, you might say, in your data bank, ancient history that you can draw upon. And it is that very essence of bringing forth some of that knowledge that you had gathered in the setting up of the divisions within the dimensions. And it's why you receive words today that you look back and you say, oh my golly, that is so beautiful. Where did that come from? Well, it came from past journeys that you had been on, and you came today to bring forth that information so that people have that information, because this is the last grandstand of a golden age before this wave of ascension. So you were called forth into this particular lifetime, this particular journey, to bring forth information that will be of assistance to those who are preparing, making way for the next glorious jump in consciousness that we call ascension. Now, in that, the question that we asked was, did you, in that journey, decide that there was a particular individual that would come and be a support system here for you on this plane? And the answer is yes, that there was and is a helpmate who is who has made a commitment to come and help you in this opening of awareness and disseminating the information. He has not come to you yet because it is not his time to come to you yet. Because, you see, the way the plan was set up, if he was to come in now, it would be a distraction for you in the accumulation and in the, how shall we say, the designation of the different chapters in your book. What you are doing right now is you're gathering information, and there is going to be the time soon when you will have formalized in your mind as to how this information is to be divided and how it is to be sectioned, so to speak, so people can start on a very basic level of the information and gradually move up to become more complex. It's almost like a course, you see, where people can step up through the different rungs and grow with the knowledge. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
And so that's where you are right now in what you are receiving. And it would not be very helpful for you, for this individual, to step into your life right now because it would be too much of a distraction. I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
I would. I could see my tendency to get lost in another
yes.
person. So I agree with that. At the same time, I'll just say this quickly, and I mean it just for, again, a request for assistance. No ingratitude meant at all. But when you had shared with me about Yeshua being there with me and that I had made a promise to him to be one of the love force to come forward at this time and bring this message and to pull my thoughts together, my response to that was a crushing, devastating feeling of pressure to perform perfectly, to the responsibility to fulfill my commitment. You know, I'm a perfectionist, so it's like, oh my God, I'm going to drive myself nuts to figure when will I ever feel that I've done it right.
Excuse me for interrupting you, my darling.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm interrupting you because this is so against what Yeshua would ever have held in his mind. Yeshua was the individual, as you know very well, that accepted people just as they are. He would never have put any pressure on someone, and it is simply the opening of the gift that is the perfection. You don't have to measure up to anything. This is one of the things. If Yeshua taught us anything, it certainly would have been this concept of love, the concept of patience, just being yourself, just allowing yourself to evolve. And the uniqueness that you are is the perfection that you are speaking of. So do not think of perfection. Think of a flower that opens up. This is what you are. You are this flower bud that gently opens up. You allow it. You just allow the words to come to you. You just allow to work in your own personality, in your own time. This is what perfection is. It is the intent of the soul. You have the intent. Do not put pressure on you. Yeshua would never have put pressure on an individual. He would have allowed and still allows every individual to grow and open up to the sun according to their own internal clock. That is what the majesty and the mystery of the soul is. We have this internal clock that opens up to the Godhead, that opens up to Source. in this beautiful melody. It is like a dance. Once you start putting this pressure on yourself, you lose step to the dance. It is this beautiful and magnificent dance. Just allow yourself to move with the music of what you're doing.
I thank you for that, and I just want to clarify, I didn't feel that Yeshua, I know that he wouldn't pressure me. It's my own standard of 100% whatever I can give, and the pressure comes from my own internal makeup for wanting to make sure that I deliver.
God, he would not have wanted that either. He, and you know this if you think about it, he would certainly only want you to be the truth of what you are in the silence of your soul, giving forth that beautiful fragrance of what you are. That's all you need to do. Don't put those kinds of pressures on yourself, because what you do is you then bring in disharmony to yourself. This is a gentle walk. It is a gentle dance. Allow yourself to breathe in the harmony of who you are.
Okay, the overwhelm piece is in the pull your thoughts together, because I am joyful when I'm writing. I am truly, I call it the rapture. I'm just always in amazement and wonder and in awe as to what is coming through me, because I know I'm not thinking. If I think, I can't even do it. So it's a stepping aside and allowing through this flow. But where I go back to, is there anybody who can help me, is in the mechanics of creating a book, dividing the information, those things.
But, my dear, I was giving you the information, and you pulled me away from it.
Okay, well, then I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
You know, I've lost the connection. I was telling you that there was a promise, and
not yet now, because it would be a distraction.
Yeah, I can't go connecting back to that place again. You know, we'll do that another time. What
okay.
I was telling you was that you had made a commitment with someone. This is what I gave to you. You had made a commitment with someone, and it wasn't the time yet that you had to finish what you were doing to be more along the path of taking the information, dividing it into chapters as a course, so to speak. This other individual will be meeting up with you then when it becomes time for you to then start to move this over to other people. If he came now, understanding who he is and who you are, it would be a distraction to your work. And I think that you agreed with that.
Yes.
And it seems to me, from just speaking with you a couple times, that you're at the point now where you want human companionship. And so maybe what you could do is to focus on human companionship other than looking for this individual who promised to help you with your mission. And you've been in a situation where you've been working, you need some outlets with other human beings. And we kind of talked about that yesterday.
Yes.
And so this is what you need to do, is to find ways to meet and to integrate on a human level with other individuals, to find the time that you can touch with, to come in contact with other human beings. You know, human beings are, we're social animals, so to speak. And there does come a time when we have this longing to share with others who we are. Doesn't necessarily mean that there is, that every one of these people that we meet, that we share ourselves with, is going to be a permanent connection. Sometimes they are just, like I said, ships coming in the night. And we dance with them for a little while, and then we move on to another song. Knowing that each ship that comes and meets us, we do learn something from them.
Yes.
Now, what I would suggest that you do is take some time and meditate on what would be a good way for you as an individual to come into contact with other people for some social hours together? Do you have any of those ideas? Because we all have different, play times. We have different things that interest us. And it's important to find people that have some common interests that we can share time with to give you a break in between these spurts of writing that would be companionship.
Well, the idea that I have and that I've had for a while now, and I was really examining that, and I did spend time in meditation. I'm not yet 100% clear, but I thought of accepting a time slot at BBS Radio. I did speak to the manager, and he said that I was qualified to have a show, and I thought that that would be a way that I could do right here, because in my current third-dimensional environment, I have tried to make connections. So far, nothing has materialized, certainly not with people who are awake, and that would be my greatest joy. And I thought that if I had a show that was about celebrating the joy of being here at this time, discovering joy, empowering people to come out. What I know is that I'm not the only one who thinks that I'm the only one. There's so many of us. And listening to the shows, I've heard so many people refer to themselves as hermits. And I thought, well, maybe I could have a show for people who live in isolation that would like to connect.
Why don't you try that, Joy?
What?
Why don't you give that a try?
What do you think of this date? Again, I'm such a perfectionist, and I put so much pressure, and I thought, well, if I let that part rule my life, I'll never deliver anything to anybody. But one of the things I loved so much, what you and Charlene were talking yesterday about, the 1-1-1-11-11,
mm-hmm.
I've been mesmerized by 11-11 on my digital clock ever since I was a child, and I always add up numbers to see when it is 11. So 1-11 09 is going to be 11-11-1, which is one of my favorite combinations, and that's, I think, next Sunday. And I thought, well, I could start up a show then. And I have a list of names that I've been running all morning here, and I think I really liked the Empower Your Joy so far. Empower Your Joy, discover your joy, empower your joy, celebrate living in love with joy. And that's what it would be for people who are like-minded, and that just a conversation with people who want to have their own emergence out of the...
I would give that a try, Joy, and keep in mind also that some of the inspiration that comes from that might help you along with what you're writing, too.
Well, yes, because, again, it takes me, just like, and I apologize for having done that I broke your connection. It is a fragile thing. It's clear, it's real, but it's also very fragile, and I know that, and I apologize.
No need to apologize. I think you got the answer of what you asked for.
And it's always more important to listen than to say what I already know, but in these applications. But what I was saying is that for me, what I was looking for is to connect with people so that I can get the inspiration, maybe to even do it backwards, as opposed to try and find the back channels of who's going to be my publisher and who's going to be this. I would have the fun, I think, to really play an experiment of how much do I trust that life wants me to deliver this, and to say, here I am, and I've got all these words written in random notebooks, and is there anybody whose joy it would be to help me compile this into something that actually can be created into a form of a book that can then be delivered to people, and find a publisher that way, find leads that way?
Well, Joy, I would give it a shot. You know, there's nothing so wonderful as experimenting. And my dear, we have given you half of the show, and I need to go on and get my message out. Yes, sweetheart. Feel free to call again, dear.
It is always my pleasure to say thank you and to express my gratitude to you and all those who work with you behind the scenes. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. You're beautiful.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you,
bye.
Joy.
Bye-bye, Karen.
Bye. So getting back to Yeshua, and this is a new year where we make new resolutions for the year, I think this was a marvelous resolution to look at the physical body and to clarify it, to work with it, and to reverse the signs of aging. And one of the things that he reminded me about was Atlantis. And I know a lot of you have read some of the Edgar Cayce information, how he talked about the Temple Beautiful. And I remember in the early days reading about that, wondering, my goodness, what would they have done in the Temple Beautiful? And now, well, we have another call. I guess we're going to have to hold the Temple Beautiful for a moment. And your name, caller?
Helene.
Hi, Helene.
Hi, Carolyn.
What can we do for you, dear?
I've never had any Akashic records read for me. Perhaps you can tell me why I'm here. I seem to just be kind of stagnant in life at the moment.
You know, Helene, there are a lot of people who are feeling that way. And when people order readings from me, it's one of the questions that seems to be foremost in their mind right now. In other words, I'm here. What am I supposed to be doing? And so it is a question that a lot of people have. And so if I might refine your question, is it fair to say that your question is, what reason did you come in this lifetime?
Partly, and then I also feel like I came here to perform and to share, but I'm not getting through with doing it. I seem to be stagnant and not moving forward in doing it.
Well, I'll certainly see what we can find out for you, Helene, but let me ask you a question. Do you meditate?
I do, but I'm a bit sporadic.
I would say, look, we're going to go to your records and see what we can find out for you, but as a suggestion, I think one of the things that is most helpful to us as individuals is to meditate. One of the reasons that I think people have a problem about with regards to meditation is they don't really understand it. In other words, what in the world am I supposed to be doing when I'm meditating? What am I supposed to be getting out of this? You ever feel that way?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of quieting myself enough just to be able to be quiet and receive or just be.
Well, part of it certainly is the quieting process, but I would say this to you, Helene. If you were getting what you wanted or what you felt you needed out of meditation, it wouldn't be sporadic. You would be doing it more. Now, let me give you a few thoughts about that. Have you ever had an occurrence in your life where you had some deja vu? In other words, you heard somebody say something, you saw something, and it's like, oh, I think I've done this before. This seems so familiar to me. Have you ever had incidents like that?
Yeah, or things that feel very natural, yeah.
Well, when you have an event like that that happens in your life, meditate on it. And what I simply mean is, sit for a quiet moment and ask yourself that question. What relevance does that have to me? When did I experience this before? And then go into a meditation. See, I find for myself, at any rate, that if I meditate with a particular question in mind, I go much further in getting an answer that is relevant to my quest.
I'm with you.
It's like you're having a conversation with someone, and, you know, a child enters the room and you're just sitting there waiting for them to give you an answer. Well, you know they're not going to give you an answer unless you ask them a question. Where have you been? I have this sense, and from my own experience, I get greater answers from a question that I start with in our mind and then meditate. For instance, you might even have a dream, and you want to know something about this dream. You're puzzled over something. Mm-hmm. You want an interpretation of it. Take that question and meditate with it, because your higher self will come through and start giving you answers.
Okay.
So when you think to yourself, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now, well, ask yourself some of these questions. You know, events turn up in your daily life that gives you clues. And if you're not observing the clues that life gives you in your conscious awareness, then your soul prods you through dreams. In other words, a dream is like the back door. When you're not paying attention to the front door, mm-hmm. a dream is like the back door. And so with these two things in mind, be observant during the day of things that seem, well, curious to you. Get your mm-hmm. curiosity working. What is it about that person that makes me feel peaceful? What mm-hmm. is it about that person that gets my emotions going on, and sometimes I'm not real happy with it? In other words, there's underlying currents between people. There's underlying currents between events. There's underlying currents about your emotions that you could meditate and ask a question about, or a dream. Mm-hmm. If you take that aspect and start meditating on it, you're going to get answers. But now what I'm finding, here's the way it seems to me, people who, mm-hmm. who teach meditation, it just seems to me that they're telling people to settle their mind and to sit there and sort of wait for something to happen. Well, settling the mind is great. It's very important. You're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. But maybe it needs a little direction from you, a little push, a little like a boat. You know, the prow of the boat's pushing someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this question that you had in your mind kind of helps your higher mind, your higher essence, to bring you answers that are relevant to you now. So just a little thought.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome, my dear. It's one of these things that I feel very interested in, because so many times I hear people talk about meditating and it seems so boring. I remember, I'll tell this quick story and then see what we can find in the Akashic Records. I want to give you an example of what I'm talking about. I happened to bump into somebody who was a stranger, and this individual reminded me of a scent. It was an unusual scent, like the scent of medicine in bottles, like a laboratory of some sort. And I thought, wow, I picked up something from this individual that was very unusual. And so I took this quiet time, meditating on what is the connection between myself and this individual, because that scent was reminding me of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down and I meditated, and I realized that we had a connection in a past life, and I went that way to find out, well, what is the message now to me? What am I to learn from this? And you see, if you start doing these sorts of things with meditation, it really takes you on a journey and open up doors that maybe would be more difficult to open. And I say this to you because I think this is at the point where you are now. You are ready to open up, but you're not quite sure what door to open up. And sitting meditating with some pertinent questions will help push you in a direction. That's all I mean.
Okay.
Now, one other thing. When you have a question and maybe you're having some problems getting it through meditation, mm-hmm. as you drift off to sleep, ask the question and then pay attention to your dream.
Okay.
I recall an incident. There was an individual in my life where I had a very traumatic relationship with this person, and so I wasn't getting the answer through meditation as to why, and then I drifted off to sleep, and I asked that question, and I saw in that dream this past life that we had, and it just opened up a whole new area of information for me. And how you know that you are dreaming of a past life is you see all these events around you, but you don't see your face. You see the clothing that you have, you don't see your face, and you know that you are viewing a past life experience. So let us go and see from your records, my dear, what we can find for you.
All righty.
And so what we do is, because you're talking to me and I have your vibration, I carry your vibration to the center of the cosmos. That's how we know that it is your record. We all have a vibration that is very distinctly different from anyone else. It's like a personal fingerprint. We have our own personal vibratory rate, and that is what the cherubim use for your records. And as I send this part of my mind to the center of the cosmos, she is already there with your record. And she opens up the record and showing me a particular page, and on that page was your planning session before you came into this lifetime. And you see, before we come into this lifetime, we are advanced enough that we can make choices. It's not like a primitive age where there are people who help us decide when we come what we're going to be doing. We're advanced enough that we have access and input and direction with our soul as to the direction that we are going to be making. And are you married at this time, Helena?
No, I'm single. I've never been married. I've always wanted to be, but it's something that I haven't done.
Well, is it something that you're looking for to do?
Yes.
Helena? I don't know what happened. I think you got disconnected.
Can you hear me?
No, there's something going on. Are you still there on the line, Helena?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Very vaguely.
Yeah, I can call back from a landline.
No, I think you're okay now. I'm hearing you.
Alrighty.
Do you desire to get married?
Yeah, I do.
Because what I am seeing on this page is that what you chose to do was to come into this particular lifetime with a choice of marrying an individual who has come to agreement for the two of you to marry. And to were you interested in having children at this time?
It's too late now, but I always wanted children, and for a while, pretty long while, no more, I was very sad that, you know, I wasn't didn't have any.
Because what I am seeing there is that there was this plan to be a family unit and to live within the confines of a family unit and enjoy and perfect that kind of resource, so to speak, you know, the child, the husband, and the wife. But now that doesn't mean that you can't do that, because you can. You can find this individual and marry, and maybe choose. Maybe you can have children now. You could always choose to just live and perfect yourself with the two of you, or adopt, or any other option. But that your choice was to live with another and to perfect your soul through the giving and the acceptance of love. That this was a very basic element of perfection and a one-on-one commitment. Working with the element of love brings up two individuals to the highest perfection of the soul that they can reach if it is lived correctly. And that was the perfection that you came to that you came to define yourself within that relationship. Now, is this something that you are looking for presently, an individual that you might consider doing this with?
I am looking for a partner. I mean, not actively, but just recently it's been hitting me that, you know, I'm alone, I'm lonely. I don't want somebody to take care of me, but I do want I'd like a husband or a committed relationship where I can share with and, you know, be there for each other and love each other.
Well, I think what's happening here is your soul is prompting you to move along those lines as to what you had decided to do before you came in this time.
Hmm.
And do you know how to materialize such an individual?
I do not, because it's something I've wanted my entire life.
Okay, and, let's work on that. Well,
okay.
the first thing that I would do would be to write all this down. Make a perfect picture of the kind of individual that you were looking for. In
okay.
other words, do you want someone who is patient? Do you want
mm-hmm.
someone who is going to be kind?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, sit down and think of as many possibilities that you can of this perfect person. I mean, if you want someone who is athletic,
mm-hmm.
if you want someone who likes to read,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about going to great...
detail?
Yeah, great. The greatest detail that you can do, the better
mm-hmm.
it is for you.
Okay.
And take a while and write this out, because I suspect that what you are looking for is you really have some ideas as to the kind of perfect
mm-hmm.
person that you want to live with, but you haven't defined them in your mind.
I have in the past. I've done some list, and I've only fallen in love a few times, and when I do, it's you know, way over the edge. And
Doesn't matter. Do the whole thing. Write
okay.
it down. Put it on a list. Put everything down there that you feel that you want that would be the perfect kind of companion for you. After you have all of this written down,
mm-hmm.
you then quiet your mind as if you would be in a meditative state, because, you see, you must get beyond the human emotion. You must get beyond the attachment to this level. You're really sending this request out into the universe. And so you need to be relaxed, and you don't have to read all these items. I mean, you've written them down. This is your perfect person. And you imagine that you are making this call to this individual, and it is like you're putting it in a balloon, so to speak, and you touch it off into the cosmos, into the universe, knowing that the universe is going to bring this individual to you. I mentioned this yesterday about a restaurant. When you go into a restaurant, you sit down, you get the menu, you order
mm-hmm.
it. You see something that you like, you tell the server or the waiter or the waitress you want this item. You know when you give that individual your order, they're going to come back with it.
Yeah.
You do that with the same understanding, commitment, and knowledge when you take the picture of this individual and send it off into the cosmos. You know in your heart that the universe will provide that person, because like attracts like. This information that you have put together will attract a like form to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totem.
And so this is the direction that you are going. Do you sometimes feel that it's really hard finding an individual out there that has the kind of goals and commitments that you are looking for?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, yes, most of the time. Or even someone that I really resonate with, you know, and I get that feeling of, you know, we could really fly together. Yeah.
But see, it is that doubt that is holding you back. Know that you have made a commitment with another. Know that he is there for you. Do your homework, write your list, and then send out your order.
Even though it's taken so long, I guess it's when it happens, when it happens.
Maybe you haven't been serious enough in trying to draw them into your world.
Maybe. I think part of me, well, this is never going to happen, and I had to kind of almost let go of this dream of having a wonderful relationship.
You see what you're doing? You're sabotaging your efforts.
Yeah. And to get off that idea that it's impossible. Now,
you must not sabotage your effort.
Mm-hmm.
Know that this will happen. And then do the sort of things that will put you in touch with other people.
Yeah.
Meditate on where you need to go to find this individual. Now, unfortunately, what is happening, we are coming up to the end of the hour, Helena. Now, it goes by so fast. Call me next week, and we can talk about how you get into the right place, how you position yourself to find this person. Will you do that?
I certainly will. Thank you. And because I have another question too, because there's somebody that's been around, but he's in another country.
Sweetheart, call me next week. We're up to the end of the show. I can't give you more time.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Now,
bye,
sweetheart.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, friends, we didn't really get to the elements of aging. We're going to try again next week. If you have questions that you wish to find out from your Akashic records and you want a reading, you can go to carolynevers.com and order one there. Or if you wish to have a live reading, a soul healing with Lord Metatron, we do that also, and that can be found at metatronminutes.com. We have a free newsletter there that you can sign up for, and I am so happy to be here and have all of you join me either live or in the archives. And let me close with this. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition. We will talk more about that next week. And so for now, this is Carolyn Evers sending to you my love. And until the next time, we'll talk again next Sunday. Goodbye.